free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to have the New Hampshire primary. We've had both Sanders, both Bernie and Booty, Booty Gay and Bernie Sanders have both requested an Iowa recount. They call it a re-canvass. They have to do everything differently in Iowa, as you notice. When you had the chair of the DNC say, this is a mess, we need to have a re-canvass, a recount, they said, we're not doing it unless the candidates, one of the candidates requests this. Well, now two of them have. So that is still in play. And it turns out that Joe Biden might have been right about something for the first time. He said, I think we'll have results from New Hampshire before we have them from Iowa. Because today is the New Hampshire primary. We're going to be taking a look at some of the early returns. That's right. There are some small towns that vote at midnight in New Hampshire. We're going to tell you what they did. And we'll take a look at the latest polls, and we'll also take a look at whether or not, which path the Democrats are going to choose for totalitarianism, because that's really what's on the ballot right now in New Hampshire for the Democrats. They've got a very, very, very long ballot, and a lot of the candidates who have now dropped out are still on the ballot, and a lot that you've never heard of. There's probably about 25 or 30 candidates on the ballot in New Hampshire, and all of them are offering various paths to totalitarianism, but that's really where it goes. That is central control of everything, every detail of your life. And quite frankly, the Republicans are on the same road. Central control of everything. Because every problem needs to be solved in Washington, right? And when Washington has a problem, what do? We send somebody, one person, to Washington to fix it all. That is a losing strategy, but we'll talk about that coming up. I think the thing, however, that is trending today on Twitter and should be is hashtag pardon Roger Stone. This is an absolute outrage, what Trump's Department of Justice is trying to do to Roger Stone. Still, at this point, now they want 7 to 9 year prison sentence for Roger Stone. This is Trump's Department of Justice. As I pointed out today in a tweet, I just talked about how outrageous it was that the CEO of Insys made billions creating an opioid epidemic in this country, and he got 5.5 years. And other people who had a big part in that and were handsomely rewarded financially for destroying the lives, and I mean deaths as well as people who've had other aspects of their lives destroyed, killed a lot of people with opioids, destroyed families, destroyed entire communities and states. They get off with a wrist slap. They didn't come after them with RICO statutes or with civil asset forfeiture. They gave them 5.5 and less years. And now they want from Roger Stone 7 to 9 years. What's going on in this country? You know what's going on in this country. The so-called Department of Justice, air quotes. And that goes the same for General Flynn. They didn't do anything wrong. And these people have, he lied to Congress, did he? Did he? You think so? Well, I don't think he did. But we know somebody who did. James Clapper lied to Congress. They never even charged him with it. Statute of limitations is now passed, 5 years, for lying to Congress. James Clapper did it. He lied to Congress about crimes he was committing, he and his agency, and the federal government were committing against each and every one of you. Every person in this country was affected by the crimes of James Clapper. And he lied to the American people under oath and to Congress, and nobody ever came after him. But Roger Stone, 67-year-old man, 7 to 9 years in jail. This is an opportunity, President Trump, for you to show what you are made of. It's way past time for you to do something about this.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, February the 11th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at what's going on in New Hampshire. We're also going to take a look at the coming, not only the societal collapse. I've got a lot of articles showing you what, and warnings from people. We now have Charles Murray, the guy who came out years ago. He was a conservative economist, and he wrote the book Losing Ground, talking about how welfare had actually hurt the people and the communities that it was supposed to help. Unintended consequences. And it became a big part of the movement during the Reagan administration to reform our welfare entitlement system. And then in recent years, Charles Murray started embracing universal basic income out of desperation, because quite frankly, folks, if you're a libertarian or conservative economist, if you understand how welfare destroyed communities, and he was right when he said that, he was telling you the truth. These people are now running scared, because they see a societal collapse coming. And these neo-Marxists, as George Gilder correctly identified them in Silicon Valley, they're very concerned that after you lose everything, you're going to, as Gerald Celente always puts it, people who lose everything, lose it. And you're going to come after them with your pitchforks and torches. And so they want to buy you off. They think they can do that. Until they implement a soft kill. They have other technocratic instruments of control. That's what 5G is really about, making sure that you're locked down. They want to make sure you can't move, you can't communicate, and you can't shoot. And they're going to take everything that you've got, because that's the plan. And they're going to do it by 2030. And so they're talking about universal basic income, UBI. I think it should be universal basic indigence, because it is a prescription for poverty, for welfare, for dependence. This, by the way, people on the left need to wake up to this as well. They have seen this, and many people have talked about this. Russell Means talked about what was happening with the American Indian Movement. You know, we set up a system like this. Before we had welfare for minorities in the inner city, African Americans primarily, before we had that system to destroy their lives, 100 years before, we had the Indian reservations. And what did we do? We split up families. We sent kids away to be educated in institutions far away from their parents so we could raise them in a completely alien culture and make that break. And now you've seen that done to your children, except the government didn't take them. You surrendered them because they made it easy. They said, we'll educate them for free. Oh, okay. Well, I'm kind of busy. You know, I want, both of us want to work because, you know, we want more stuff that we see advertised to us all the time on television. So, yeah, I really don't have time for this, and I really want to chase those material goods. So here, take care of my kids. And now we're still got Republicans saying, yeah, we need to do more government provision of child care and family leave and so forth. No, just leave the families alone. Call off the dogs of CPS, for example. So we'll talk about how they're coming after the family. We'll talk about societal collapse, because now Charles Murray, the reason I brought him up, is he's saying, get out of the cities, get to the small areas. And it's kind of like Joel Skousen, you know, how to survive. Well, now you got Charles Murray saying that. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about New Hampshire today. We have some early indications as to what's going on there. But before we do, I'm just outraged by this so-called Department of Justice recommendation of 7 to 9 years prison sentence for Roger Stone. They said Roger Stone obstructed Congress's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. This is the basis, okay? Trump's Department of Justice wants to send Roger Stone to jail under the fantasy that he interfered with this so-called Russia manipulation of the election. Are we still engaged in that fantasy here? Seriously, this nonsense? This nonsense where Hillary won the Democrat nomination with her superdelegates after she bought the party? And then when she lost the election, she wants to overthrow our election and the Constitution, the Electoral College. You know, those delegates caused her to lose the election. When it was superdelegates who got her the nomination. This unbelievable hypocrisy. But of course, all of Washington wanted to overthrow the election with her. They would grasp at any kind of lie to do that. And they wanted to get rid of Roger. Roger, if President Trump had listened to Roger Stone at the very beginning. Roger Stone was saying it. Alex Jones was saying it. I was saying it, screaming as loud as we could. Do something right away. If you try to make peace with these people, if you surround yourself with them in your cabinet, in your administration, if you leave them in place, I mean, I'm glad that President Trump just got rid of 70 people in the National Security Council. He should have done it 3 years ago when he became president. If he would have listened to Roger Stone, he would have done that, and he wouldn't have had some of the problems that he's had, I believe. But anyway, they're coming after Roger Stone. They said he displayed contempt for this court, says Trump's Department of Justice. He displayed contempt for this court and for the rule of law. Well, you know what? That court has nothing to do with rule of law. Contempt would be too moderate a description. Moderation in pursuit of justice is no virtue. Remember that? Yeah, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. And I tell you what, we're seeing now with Roger Stone is not only a double standard, not only is it criminalization of politics, but it's criminalization of journalism, and it's happening now. This isn't merely a proposal of Elizabeth Warren. This is being done by the unelected, permanently entrenched bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. that Trump is leaving in place. Now, Stone did not have any actual inside connection with WikiLeaks, and neither did Randy Credico. Neither did Jerome Corsi. That's the truth about this. You know, you're going to criminalize somebody because they're trying to get an interview with Julian Assange. And oh, by the way, why is Julian Assange being executed, President Trump? He told the truth. Makes me disgusted to see this stuff. And as I said at the top of the hour, you got the CEO who made billions, and the people with him made billions. The CEO got the largest prison sentence, 5.5 years, but they want double that for Roger Stone, practically, who did nothing. You have this opioid company making billions of dollars, killing people in an epidemic that they created, hired strippers, bribed doctors, and they don't take their money. They don't sentence him to jail, but Roger Stone gets that. President Trump said, I think it's very tough what they did to Roger Stone compared to what they do to other people on their side. Well, you know, President Trump, it's called equal protection under the law. Maybe you should read that sometime. Pick up a copy of the Constitution. It's not that difficult. You can understand it. You just have to enforce it. This is a chance, President Trump, for you to show what you're made of. And quite frankly, what you do will show what you have made, what you're made of. You should have done something about General Flynn as well long before this. You've left these people hanging on the hook, and it's absolutely disgusting, just as you've done nothing to protect freedom of speech because you're still on Twitter. Well, good for you. Good for you. I hope the Trump family does well, and they don't give a damn if the rest of this country goes to hell and they'll stab their own people in the back. That's what we've seen so far. So You can turn that around, President Trump. You got a chance to show that you're not like that. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I've watched this play out for a very long time. I've watched people like James Clapper get away with lying to Congress and the American people and setting up a police surveillance state, and nothing happens to him. You know, we just had the FBI coming out talking about FBI Director Christopher Wray, who's still there. We got to do something about these far-right extremists. He puts that out at the same time you got far-left extremists, violent far-left extremists. Don't you ever see that phrase coming from the FBI? No, you don't. You don't see it coming from the mainstream media either. Funny how that works, isn't it? Funny how the FBI is always creating these things that they're going to protect us from, and how they put out these press releases through the mainstream media that are exactly the opposite of what's going on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And, of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nanosilver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra. But never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products. Silence Jones now.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do.
Yes, it's time again for the horse race distraction that we have in Washington that keeps us from looking at the drain that they are sending us all down. Yeah, don't pay any attention to the societal meltdown. We've got an entertainment show here for you. We've got a horse race. We've got a horse race between Democrats right now, and eventually we'll have a horse race between the winner of this contest and President Trump. So you don't have to pay attention to what's really going on. But let's take a look at it just for entertainment purposes here, because frankly, what the Democrats are doing is they're picking their poison right now. Regardless of who wins, there really isn't a dime's worth of difference between these people. And I said that when they flipped a coin. I said, why not flip a coin in some of these jurisdictions to find out who the winner is? I mean, all of that time that they spent, all of that money, all of those ads, all of the going around to bars and, state fairs and eating, junk food, shaking hands and kissing babies, or in the case of Joe Biden, fondling anybody that he can get close to. All of that for nothing, because, you know, people show up even to the vote and then it comes down to just a coin toss. It's just a show. It's just a show, folks. But let's take a look at the show that they have on display here, because it tells us something about ourselves. It really is a mirror reflecting the state of public opinion. We've had the first returns coming in from Dixville Notch, from Hart's location, and from Mills Field. These are three small towns in New Hampshire. Dixville Notch is very close to the Canadian border, and these other locations, I believe, are pretty close to that as well. Very small rural areas, and they vote at midnight. And, they've got typically less than 20 people that show up to vote. And so they have the media show up. It gets some attention for their locations. Dixville Notch was basically a motel community, and it's really small now. I remember back in 1992, it was kind of interesting, because the Libertarian candidate, Andre Marou, that I was working with at the time, he won Dixville Notch. Say, he won Dixville Notch. The way that was done is more important than the fact that he won it. What they did was they took, at the time, about 20 people that lived in that area, and they gave them all a subscription to a Libertarian magazine for a year. And at the end of the year, they voted for the Libertarian candidate. You don't think that freedom of the press matters? You look at that and you understand why they are so carefully controlling social media, why Twitter screens and controls what you see and who's on it, and why Facebook and all the rest of them do that. YouTube, Google search engines and so forth. It's what you see. They want to make sure that you get their narrative and you don't hear the other side. Because quite frankly, if you have somebody talking to you for a year about freedom, that sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good. But that's a long time ago, right? That was 1992. And so now it's different. I don't know if any of the people in Dixville Notch that were there at the time are there, because they had their voting at midnight. They had three write-in votes for Michael Bloomberg, and Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg both had one. Now, Bloomberg's not on the ballot. He wasn't on the ballot in Iowa, and he's not on the ballot in New Hampshire. He's just on the TV screens, running carefully curated and selected and highly produced ads all the time. See, that's what he's doing. The same thing that what he is doing, he can afford to do what one Libertarian donor did to Dixville Notch, saturate them with his message. He can afford to do that to everybody. And that's what you should be thinking about as you look at this story, what happened in Dixville Notch in 1992 and what happened with Bloomberg today. See, Bloomberg did the same thing that these guys, except instead of giving them a magazine and persuading arguments, he's just giving them propaganda in the form of very slick ads that they see over and over again. And so they wrote in Bloomberg, and he got more votes than Bernie Sanders and Buttigieg, and actually had one person write him in on the Republican side. So he won the Republican and the Democrat. He won the Democrat side with two write-in votes, beating both Bernie and Booty. And then on the Republican side, he got a write-in vote, so he beat President Trump on the Republican side. That's what TV ads can do for you. That's what controlling the narrative can do for you. In these other locations, Hart's location, another small town in the White Mountains, they had early voting, they said, since 1948. Back then, they did it to accommodate railroad workers who had to be on the track before normal voting hours. Amy Klobuchar got 6 votes there. Elizabeth Warren got 4. Yang Sanders got 3 votes each. President Trump had 15 votes on the Republican side. In Millsfield, a town that is 12 miles south of Dixville Notch, they also opened their polls at midnight. Trump got 16 votes. Klobuchar walked away with 2. Biden, Sanders, and Booty all got 1 vote. And so when we look at this, just understand, you know, this is all about the message and how you can saturate it out there. Bernie Sanders, as Babylon Bee points out, satire site, Bernie Sanders is confused by the New Hampshire motto, live free or die. He says, both of these options sound horrible to me. Living free is exactly what billionaires want, said Sanders. That way they can accumulate as much money as they want. Think of living free, everyone involved in a peaceful voluntary exchange without government getting in the way. That should be chaos. It actually would be chaos. And that's what my socialism is here to fix. That's right. You can't have people making their own choices. And that's quite frankly where this, what this whole primary is about and what this whole election is about. Having us all think that we're going to get what we want, whether it's freedom or whether it is socialism, that we're going to get what we want by electing a president. Haven't you noticed what's going on in Washington right now? Haven't you noticed that the biggest threat to this country is the vast bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. that never changes regardless of who becomes president, even President Trump? They stay in place. They stay in place. They are unelected, unaccountable, and you can't get rid of them. I mean, the biggest crime that President Trump committed was to fire a corrupt FBI official. A couple of them. And, boy, for that, we got to take this guy out. You know, can you imagine that? He fired a corrupt FBI official. And what we have today is not just taxation without representation, because these bureaucracies will assess gigantic fees that are out of proportion to as a fine that's out of proportion to anything that you did. But, of course, we also have regulation without representation. Taxation without without representation and regulation without representation. You have no due process. You have no presumption of innocence. You have no protection against excessive fines, because that's what the bureaucracy says. And we have to do what the bureaucracy says. And if you really need to get rid of them, the Supreme Court will tell you, no, we will tell you what you can do and what you can't do. They're probably the best example of a permanently entrenched bureaucracy. By the way, we have to end judicial supremacy, don't we? We have to destroy it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources, they're telling people, oh, we've got it. Get your order in 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly that a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona. SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. It's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff, and there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals, and it's very exciting.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World governments out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, as I was saying, the Babylon Bee. I love this headline. Bernie Sanders confused by New Hampshire state motto, live free or die. I don't like either one of those options. We can't be free, that'd be chaos. And that's exactly what socialism is here to fix, he said. It's those billionaires who want us to live free. Well, actually, the billionaires don't want us to live free. You got that part wrong, too, in the satire. Anyway, going on the satire, the second part of the slogan, says Babylon Bee. Sanders found even more disturbing. And is somebody threatening to kill you if you don't live free? Is it the billionaires? Are the billionaires holding you all hostage? Are they going to kill you if you don't live free? Are you under duress? Blink twice if a billionaire is holding you hostage. He started staring at the crowd for a while, reports of Babylon Bee. I saw that guy blink and that woman blink. I need one person to blink twice to confirm billionaires are threatening you to live free. Well, actually, they're not threatening to, they're threatening our freedom. They're not threatening to force us to live freely. Because we've got, as Fox News points out, David Avella has a article at Fox News, Sanders versus Bloomberg, you know, the millionaire socialist communist versus the Wall Street billionaire. Democrats' choice is a socialist win or a billionaire coup. Well, I would say that really the choice, if you're going to say it's between Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg, you've got Sanders, who is a socialist kook, and Bloomberg, who wants a billionaire coup. That's it. It's kook versus coup. That's really the choice. And again, the Democrats are now picking which path they want to take in order to go to a totalitarian hell. Everything in your life controlled by a all-powerful central government. What the founders of this country fought against, warned against, we are now implementing by degrees. Avella at Fox News writes, the irony is that at a time when the Democrats are demanding to get rid of the Electoral College, they used a complicated math equation in Iowa to award delegates. No, that's not irony. That's hypocrisy. This isn't incompetence that happened to them. The incompetence is there to cover up the corruption of the people who know what's going on. As a result of this writing, they got Sanders getting more actual votes than Buttigieg, but the former mayor receiving more delegates. Oh, where have we seen that before? Didn't we see that 4 years ago with virtually every state? Hillary Clinton, who won the nomination by using superdelegates that she got, buying the Democrat National Convention. They were millions of dollars in debt. She came to the rescue. And, of course, she had been grooming insider connections for a very long time. She had a Moriarty-like network within the Democrat Party. And so she essentially buys the nomination with the delegates. And then when she loses the election with the Electoral College that's been around for a couple hundred years, Hillary, Democrats, did you realize that? I guess we should undo all the elections for the last 200 years to satisfy Hillary's ego. Yeah, a woman scorned by the electorate, by the Electoral College. So she demands that we overthrow our Constitution, that we overturn the election, overthrow the Constitution, get rid of the Electoral College, because she lost. Because she lost. And he points out, he does have a good point here. He said, you know, we saw people like Cory Booker, Democrats who were just shy of meeting the standards established by the Democrat National Committee to qualify for the debates, because you had to show up in the polls and you had to have a certain number of donors and so forth. And now they said, sorry, you know, we'd really like to have you, Cory, Tulsi, but, you know, we just can't. Those rules are etched in stone and we can't modify them. Yet somehow, says Avella, somehow those rules were recently changed. Now Bloomberg can join the debates. I think they want to make sure that he doesn't just campaign using TV ads. I think that's really what this is about. I don't really see that as an advantage for Bloomberg. I see the meme going around on Twitter. You must be this high to run for president. And it's got the bar a little bit higher than he is. But they can get a box. They can get a box for him. And he can fill in the ballot box with his connections and the DNC. Klobuchar, meanwhile, if we look at the two New Hampshire polls, we're told that she has now leapfrogged over Biden and over Warren. Now, Biden is in fifth place now, according to these most recent polls. So they had their debate on Saturday night, their most recent debate. And Sunday's poll was the first one conducted after the New Hampshire debate. Was it Saturday or Friday? I don't know. Anyway, I didn't watch the debate. There wasn't going to be anything new in it, but evidently it might have changed some people's minds. Now you've got Klobuchar placing third behind Bernie and Booty in the poll that was released late Sunday. Sunday's poll, it showed that another one from Emerson, it showed that Sanders had 30%, Booty had 23%, Klobuchar had 14%, Warren had 11%, and Biden at 10% was in fifth place. Now, this other poll from Suffolk University, they showed that Sanders had 27%, Booty 19%, Klobuchar had a 5-point gain to come up to 14% of the vote. So that's it. 27, 19, and then 14 for Klobuchar. So they don't really say where these other ones are, but there's a big difference between those two polls. And these polls are not necessarily very predictive of what's going to happen. Now, Biden is getting concerned. Like I said, these polls do show him dropping to fifth place. And so he comes after the front runner. He's got a campaign ad I want to play for you where he mocks Buttigieg's inexperience. Because, you know, Buttigieg was the mayor. His only experience is he was mayor of a town of only 100,000 people. That's pretty small town. Pretty small town. Here is the Biden campaign ad mocking Buttigieg's experience. Video clip number two.
Barack Obama called Joe Biden
best vice president America's ever had.
But Pete Buttigieg doesn't think much of the vice president's record. Let's compare. When President Obama called on him, Joe Biden helped lead the passage of the Affordable Care Act, which gave health care to 20 million people. And when parkgoers called on Pete Buttigieg, he installed decorative lights under bridges, giving citizens of South Bend colorfully illuminated rivers. Both Vice President Biden and former Mayor Buttigieg have taken on tough fights. Under threat of a nuclear Iran, Joe Biden helped to negotiate the Iran deal. And
yeah, he said a plane filled with foreign currency.
Pets, Buttigieg negotiated lighter licensing regulations on pet chip scanners. Both Vice President Biden and former Mayor Pete have helped shape our economy. Joe Biden helped save the auto industry, which revitalized the economy
of
the Midwest.
And a giveaway to Fiat.
And implementation of the Recovery Act, saving our economy from a depression. Pete Buttigieg revitalized the sidewalks of downtown South Bend by laying out decorative brick. And both Biden and Buttigieg have made hard decisions. Despite pressure from the NRA, Joe Biden passed the assault weapons ban through Congress. Then, he passed the Violence Against Women Act. And even when public pressure mounted against him, former Mayor Pete fired the first African-American police chief of South Bend. And then he forced out the African-American fire chief, too. We're electing a president. What you've done matters.
Yeah, what he has done does matter. And that's not much of a resume when you look at that for either one of them. I mean, you know, Buttigieg, he is right. You know, Buttigieg has been, you know, putting lights up and setting up regulations for chipping pets and so forth. Meanwhile, Vice President Biden has been sending planes filled with foreign currency in violation of U.S. law to buy off the Iranians. He's been trying as hard as he can to destroy the Second Amendment. He set up another massive subsidy of the auto industry, which wound up giving Chrysler to Fiat, which is about ready to flush them down the drain. Yeah. But, of course, he opens up reminding you that he was a vice president to the first half-black president and then coming, playing the race card at the end against Buttigieg. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It was about a week and a half ago that my father came rushing into my office in the morning and said, "Son, you've got to see this. The company that holds the patents on the NanoSilver that's in our toothpaste, that's in our Immune Gargle, and that's in some of the other great products like the Super Silver Wound Gel, had reports from back in 2007 with the Pentagon working with A&M and Homeland Security, with the director of Homeland Security, certifying in a restricted document, confidential document was noted as, that this had been proven in their secret test to be knocking out SARS. Well, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, now they authorized us to talk about this. I talked about it on the show last week, just hiding in plain view. This is a product that we had stockpiled and that we're still selling at 40% off or more with the combos, so that you can get it in your hands. It's something that's good for everyday use regardless, and it funds the operation. So InfoWarsStore.com for your immune gargle and other products that contain this key nanosilver.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The Democratic Field is so flawed that even Biden still has a chance, writes Politico. This is what the Democrats think of the Democrats. When every candidate has a serious shortcoming, any candidate can win. No malarkey. I mean, that's Politico's take on all of this. And so we've got Booty attacking Bernie in an Election Eve New Hampshire rally yesterday. He's been spending a lot of time there, spent a great deal of money there because he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of people, billionaires and people in the intelligence community really behind Buttigieg. And so he's got a lot of coin to throw into this fight. I think Caitlin Johnstone, however, on Zero Hedge, really hit the nail on the head. You know, he's been called a lot of things. After Iowa, he was called Pete the Cheat. It's called Mayor Cheat. Those are both trending. I mean, we could call him, not just Mayor Cheat, but Major Cheat. he's also being called by Caitlin Puppet Pete or Wall Street Pete. All of these fit. Puppet Pete, she says that revolution and the status quo are not mutually exclusive. Think about that. Yes. 2 + 2 = 5. The world's first laboratory-grown presidential candidate, Pete Buttigieg, met with booze and chants of Wall Street Pete at a recent Democrat Party event in New Hampshire. And so when he comes out and says, we cannot risk dividing America's future further, saying that you must either be for a revolution or you must be for the status quo. Let's make room for everybody in the movement so we can have the status quo establishment and we can have a revolution at the same time if we all vote for Pete the Cheat. That's what he's telling us, right? And so Caitlin calls BS. Because you're saying that the establishment which has created and reinforced the status quo, can now suddenly, for some strange and mysterious reason, be counted upon to change it. That the status quo will change the status quo. Regardless of who sits in the Oval Office, writes Caitlin Johnstone, or who controls the House or the Senate, the status quo has been adamantly enforced along with a rigid trajectory toward ever-increasing military expansionism, exploitative neoliberal economic policies, income and wealth inequality, police militarization, mass-scale imprisonment, Orwellian surveillance programs, and increasing restrictions on journalism and free speech. And boy, she nailed it. She nailed it. You want an ever-increasing military expansion? You want these kind of economic policies that rob, steal, and exploit, that are giving us more and more income and wealth inequality because we have turned over our government and our society to these neo-Marxists in Silicon Valley? You want police militarization, mass-scale imprisonment that the world has never seen before under this UN war on drugs? Do you understand what's coming under the UN 2030 agenda? Yeah, we will all be in prison. We've had more people put in prison under the UN's war on drugs, and make no mistake about it, I've pointed this out many times, it is the UN's war on drugs. They created it verbatim 10 years before Richard Nixon declared a war on drugs. They had the four schedules, and they had the drugs in the four schedules, and they handed it to Nixon, and he put his name on it and put U.S. on the top of it and said, this is my war on drugs. Well, no, it was for the UN. And now all these people are doing exactly the same thing with the UN 2030 agenda. This is to save the planet. You know, the war on drugs is going to save your kids from drugs. And now the war on climate and the war on carbon is going to save the kids too. It's going to save all the little Gretas. It's going to give them all a future. We got to do it for them. And they're demanding it. You know, the kids weren't demanding that we save them from drugs, but they are demanding that we save them from this imaginary climate hoax. And they've got a deadline for when they are going to take away your property, your meat, your energy. I mean, Bernie wants to nationalize the electricity grid. Well, what could go wrong with that? Sure. Let's let the guy who loves Venezuela and Nicaragua, let's let him run our energy grid. Oh, boy. And then for all this to work, you've got to take away free speech and the right to keep and bear arms. So Caitlin says change is not going to come from those institutions. It's going to come from the people who are using the power of their numbers to force change that those institutions do not want to make. That's why I've said we need to pay attention to this UN war on drugs. You know how we stopped that UN war on drugs? We stopped it by having the people say, you're not going to do that anymore. People got upset about one part of the UN war on drugs, and only one part. It's funny to me how people did not revolt over the mass industrial scale imprisonment of our society. They didn't revolt over civil asset forfeiture where they take your property without conviction, don't even charge you with a crime. They didn't revolt over any of that. They didn't revolt over the SWAT teams and the militarized, kicking in the doors and so forth. They used to be an over-the-top satire of a dystopian totalitarian society. I remember in 1984 when Terry Gilliam did Brazil, and you had those people kicking in the door and taking that guy away. I mean, that was really over-the-top, but they do that all the time. That's reality today. It's not satire. It's reality. Nobody kicked back against that, but people kicked back because they wanted pot, either for medical use or for recreational use. And even an old drug warrior like Jeff Sessions, even he could not make a move because he didn't have any authority. It's called nullification. And if you don't want to have a war, you've got one path out of this. You start standing up to these people and you nullify their laws. We see it happening within the state with the Second Amendment in Virginia. Got all these different jurisdictions saying, we're not going to enforce these state laws. So they're rebelling against that tyranny. But it's already happened with 2/3 of the states saying to Washington, you're not going to enforce your marijuana laws here. And they can't do anything about it. So nullification is one of the things. But the understanding that we have the power, that we alone can do this, not some knight on a white horse going to Washington. The bureaucracy is too big. The corruption is too big. They will destroy that person if he really is serious about it. So if you send somebody to Washington, they're either going to be co-opted or they're going to be destroyed by that system. That's all that's going to happen with that. She goes on to say that not only is change not going to come from those institutions, it will come from the people who are fighting those institutions. Buttigieg knows this, and so do the spooks and the oligarchs who are backing him. It's very appropriate that a military intelligence officer with ties to the CIA, we're talking about Buttigieg here, folks, beloved by intelligence and defense agency insiders, who appears to have been groomed by national security mandarins from the very beginning of his career, it's very appropriate that he should be actively working to kill a revolutionary zeitgeist. After all, backing counter-revolutionaries is a favorite CIA activity. Progressives already got sucked into forfeiting their revolutionary spirit in exchange for flowery prose and empty rhetoric the last time they elected Pete Buttigieg for president, back when Pete Buttigieg was named Barack Obama. His grandparents, the ones who raised him, his white grandparents, founding members of the OSS and the CIA. His mom, who worked for USAID, a CIA front group. Yeah, he was groomed. He was insider CIA from the very beginning. And so is Buttigieg. All right, folks, we got to take a break. Coming up, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because if you don't support us, we won't be here. It is the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com that supports this program and the free press here. And it also, we have products that will support your independence, your survival, and your health. We have our emergency survival foods at InfoWarsStore.com. And right now, because we've had a lot of pressure, a lot of concern about food supply and what is going to be happening with coronavirus, there's been a big run on storable foods. People are realizing, you know what, if this isn't it, a big one is coming down the road at some point in time. But it may not even be some kind of a pandemic that you have to worry about. I mean, it could just be something that happens locally within your area. Or it could be some kind of a confrontation that shuts everything down. Who knows if it's going to be man-made or natural. You need to prepare for disasters. And so we're having to work overtime to deliver this. Our supplier is. That means as time goes by, it'll be a longer delay for any orders. Don't wait for an emergency to come. Secure your order today. We also have Survival X2 back in stock. That's our nascent iodine. You can get that 40% off, or you can get it in a combo pack with Survival Shield X3 nascent iodine. Both of those together, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, get the best deals, get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared, InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The David Knight Show.
All right, let's continue to look at a preview of what's going to be happening today in New Hampshire. As I pointed out earlier, we had a some early voting in some tiny jurisdictions. Nothing really to be learned from that. I don't really know what we're going to learn from New Hampshire. They don't have that great a record of picking winners, but it's going to be bragging rights, and it's going to be who is the momentum with? You know, it's like a sportscaster. That's why I start these election returns with a fugue for ten horns from Guys and Dolls. We got the horse right here. His name is Paul Revere. Well, if we had Paul Revere, he'd be warning us, the commies are coming, the commies are coming. Grab your guns because they're coming for your guns. That's what Paul Revere was telling people, right? And that's what the Democrats are doing. They're coming for your guns. So we need a Paul Revere. Get your guns, and we're going to talk about that. The Democrats have now pushed an AR-15 ban through the House in Virginia. And I've got some footage of the people saying, you just made me a felon. The people that were there, that were just made felons, very upset. Law enforcement pushing them out on the street because, you know, we don't have any representation. We don't have First Amendment. We don't have any individual liberty. So we'll be talking about that and societal breakdown coming up in the next hour. Meanwhile, we had Bernie Sanders as he was holding his final rally just before the election yesterday. He had about 7,500 people show up at a university. Not hard to do that, quite frankly, shouting, Bernie, Bernie. And he was introduced by AOC, occasional cortex. You gotta say, those communists do stick together, don't they? Meanwhile, President Trump yesterday had a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire. And it was the same place that he had a rally back in 2019, August of 2019, where he had 11,000 people in attendance, overflow crowd. A lot of people could not get in. He had a few empty seats this time, not many. So he had about 11,000 people at this venue. People were waiting from the previous night, waiting in the rain. They had crowds all day. And so you want to talk about the enthusiasm around Bernie? Well, there's still more enthusiasm around President Trump 4 years later. Bernie Sanders, by the way, is refusing to release his medical records. He vowed that he would do that after he had his heart attack. This is the guy who wants Medicare for all. Whether you want it or not, you're going to get Medicare. But whether or not you want his medical records, you're not going to get those from Bernie. You'll get the Medicare for all, and you'll get it good and hard. Get in line. But you're not going to get his medical records. No, no, no. Not going to happen. And in these final rallies, you had Cynthia Nixon. If you don't know who she is, she was an actress in Sex and the City. And if you're like me, that still doesn't ring a bell. Don't know. Never saw it. Never saw it. Never wanted to see it. So she was there along with AOC, and she was supporting Bernie Sanders. So you got Cynthia Nixon and Occasional Cortex. Sex and the City. And Sex and the Communists, right there supporting Bernie Sanders. Then you had for Buttigieg, you had Tim Robbins. I'm sorry, Tim Robbins was for Sanders. I got to keep these celebrities correct. You know, we got a big divide here in Hollywood. They've all got their favorite Marxist because, you know, Buttigieg is a Marxist as well as a LGBT icon. And he's secretly the candidate of the CIA. But you got Tim Robbins for Sanders, Cynthia Nixon for Sanders, Occasional Cortex for Sanders. Then on the booty gay side, we have Kevin Costner and Michael J. Fox. So now you know who to support. Who is your favorite celebrity? Well, this is the person that you should support. Whoever they support, that should be the person that you should support. When we come back, we're going to talk about the person who is surging to the front in New Hampshire. And that's Bloomberg, based on his TV ads. We'll be right back.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
We're going to take a look at Bloomberg, and we've got some clips that are surfacing about Bloomberg and his stop and frisk stuff. What does that tell us about this dyed-in-the-wool authoritarian? I don't know. Pretty frightening, quite frankly, if we stop and look at who this guy really is. But there's another billionaire in the race. You might have forgotten about him. Tom Steyer. He is trying desperately to get attention. Now, what do you do if you're a Democrat? Even if you're a billionaire, you've got to get attention. Well, you try to out-free stuff. Try to outdo the other candidates for free stuff, right? An election is an advanced auction of stolen goods or mandated prosperity. He's got a new idea. And actually, we could say that we should have a regular feature, I guess, of this program. We could have the insane, desperate Democrat idea of the day. And his insane, desperate Democrat idea of the day is, let's mandate a $22 an hour minimum wage. That'll make everybody billionaires just like him, right? You just won the lottery. $22 an hour minimum wage. If you can keep your job. If you're not going to be replaced by robot. And that will accelerate the replacement by robots. And the loss of jobs. And inflation. Because it wasn't that long ago. See, he's trying to outdo the other candidates. Because now the other candidates are saying, we need $17 an hour. Wasn't it just last year that we had the fight for 15? That was going to be the path for prosperity. I mean, they've gone from 15 to 17, now to 22. So the fight for 15 has now become the flight from 15. Got to go to 17. Got it. Do I hear 22? Yes, 22. I'm bid $22 an hour for my vote. Or you could go with Elizabeth Warren and she'll give you $50,000 off of your college loan. And she doesn't even have to go through Congress, she says, because she's running for dictator. And so is this guy. How did this guy become a billionaire without knowing anything about economics? Oh, that's right. He knows about economics. He's just playing you for the fool, thinking that you don't understand, that you can't mandate your way to the top. The problem I have with the Republican Party is that they won't come out and oppose minimum wage laws on principle. You know, they come out and they say, well, you know, that's not, increasing minimum wage, that's just not going to work. And it doesn't. You know, it increases inflation. It causes unemployment. The businesses have to make a profit, which means that unless their cost goes down or unless they're, by, you know, having fewer hours for people or having fewer employees, or somehow they can get goods at a cheaper price. Unless they can somehow save money on their costs, they have to raise their prices. And with everybody raising their prices to pay for these mandated wages, you have a new round of inflation, and everybody is right back to where they were. And the billionaire, Democrat, is still on top. Yeah, they're playing you for a fool. There's absolutely no value other than demagoguery to have a minimum wage law. You have to have competition in the marketplace, because you've got competition in the businesses that create jobs. I know there's no competition in these crony capitalists who just all they have to do is buy a politician and they get a franchise. You want a franchise with that? Yeah, you get that right there. Just buy your politician and you get a side order of franchise. You get a monopoly on some part of the economy. As a matter of fact, I've gotten some headline news here. We've got Jeff Bezos is now coming after President Trump. He is really sore about the fact that he didn't get a $10 billion contract. See, Secretary Mattis, the defense secretary, you know, General Mattis, Jeff Bezos had been working with Mattis and this woman who was an assistant to Mattis. I'm just going from memory here. I can't recall her name. But the two of them had made multiple trips to Jeff Bezos' headquarters. This lady had, you know, alternately worked for different organizations that were with Bezos. And there was a big data contract. You know, Amazon has the data contract for the CIA. And there was a big data contract coming up for the U.S. military. They called it JEDI. And you could see the farce a mile away. People were saying, this contract looks like it was written for Jeff Bezos and Amazon. Well, surprise, surprise. Yes, it was. It was those little junkets that were being taken by Mattis and his assistant to Jeff Bezos. I think President Trump got wind of that and gave it to another crony capitalist instead, Microsoft. That wasn't too hard because, you know, Microsoft has got the inside track with DARPA. They're the ones who are going to be controlling our news with Election Guard. They're going to, with News Guard, I should say, and they're going to be controlling the vote count with grants from DARPA. They call that Election Guard. So as they turn our elections over to software so they can be easily manipulated from top to bottom across the country, and as they take News Guard and put that into all the social media sites and all the web browsers to tell you, don't pay any attention to David Knight or InfoWars or Alex Jones. Everything that they say is false. So don't listen to these people. Listen to our trusted sources, the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN. That's the purpose of those organizations. So DARPA has been working with Microsoft to do that kind of stuff. DARPA was working first with Microsoft to do the PRISM program, to do data mining on all the massive surveillance of you and I via social media, via your phones, via the internet. And so President Trump gave this contract to Microsoft, and Jeff Bezos is hopping mad. I mean, that was his contract. You had the people in place. Everybody expected he was going to get it. You had even the mainstream media saying, wow, this is pretty amazing. I mean, he's really got the inside track on it. So he's demanding an answer. He wants to call President Trump to testify. And why not? Because, you know, we've accepted the principle under the USMCA that big corporations rule us. Because, you know, if they have a trade dispute under this sovereignty-destroying agreement, the USMCA, which is just basically a renaming of NAFTA, under NAFTA, if a corporation felt that laws or policies were going to change their business environment, then they could call the government to heel on it. They could use arbitration process and so forth and demand that they remove these regulations and these tariffs and so forth. So why not? I mean, that's really what we are moving toward, right? A merger of corporations and government, with really corporation being the senior partners, kind of a hostile takeover of our government. So we have Bloomberg. Now, Bloomberg is not only one of the world's richest men. He's got about $50 billion, I think, is the estimate. But he is also one of the most arrogant people I've ever seen. One of the most contemptuous of the elite. Openly contemptible of us hoi poi, the common people. We're too foolish and stupid to even be able to choose the food and the soft drinks that we have. And so as mayor, he bragged about the fact that he taxed soft drinks, and he says it's good to tax the poor. It's good to be the king. It's good to tax the poor because they're too stupid to make the right choices, and I'm really doing it for their own good. He masks his authoritarianism, his totalitarianism, in a kind of liberal paternalism. I'm doing this for the good of the slaves, you know. They may be slaves on the plantation, but, you know, I'm a good slave owner. I'm one of the good guys. I give them little trinkets from time to time. I let them have happy music that they can dance to on the plantation. And I want everybody on my plantation. And he was saying back in 2015, let's play that clip. It's really short. We got time for it before we go to break. Video clip number 4.
There is just no question that Stop, Question, Frisk has saved countless lives.
Back then, I was wrong, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, back then he was wrong, and it was hard, because now he wants black people to vote for him. Back in 2015, he wanted the black people up against the wall. Now he wants them to line up to vote for him. That's going to be a bit of a problem. But you know what the real problem with that was? The real problem was the Supreme Court. They said the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply. You know, we have to destroy judicial supremacy or it will destroy us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Money.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road. And the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is, the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019. For standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nano silver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra. But never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Beverly Hills politicians that were speaking at the Oscars. You know, when I talked about Joker Phoenix and his Oscar, I didn't actually play the clip yesterday. You've really got to hear the comments that this guy made, talking about how we are victimizing cows. I mean, he's absolutely obsessed. He's got a dairy obsession. So let's play just a little bit of a clip of Joker Phoenix, because this is where the this is where these guys are where they're focused. You know, it's not just racism, but now it is speciesism. They're serious about this, or maybe he was on something. I don't know. I mean, this is Hollywood, right? Did anybody do a drug test on Joker Phoenix, or was he still in character? You know, from the part that he won the Oscar for. Video clip number 7.
Many of us, what we're guilty of is an egocentric worldview, the belief that we're the center of the universe. We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources. We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby, even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable. And then we take her milk that's intended for our calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
Right. It's good stuff, too.
We fear the idea of personal change because we think that we have to sacrifice something to give something up. But human beings at our best are so inventive and creative and ingenious. And I think that
we need to sacrifice austerity, eat more chicken.
Use love and compassion as our guiding principles. We can create, develop, and implement systems of change that are beneficial to all sentient beings and to the environment.
All sentient beings. Let's do something for the robots. When are we going to do something? I think he was actually auditioning for a part as a spokesman for Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken. Leave the cows alone. You are artificially inseminating these cows. I mean, this is tantamount to rape. And then you're fondling them for their milk. I mean, we're gone full Harvey Weinstein on the poor cows out there. But, you know, quite frankly, folks, he's concerned about the calf. You know, we artificially inseminate these calves, you know, like calling Harvey Weinstein or whatever. And then we take the baby away. And he's not really concerned about us doing that with human babies, is he? Did he have a problem with Ralph Northam, Governor Coonman? Baby born alive, we just stick over here on the table there and let it kind of pass away comfortably. What would they do if that was done to a calf? I mean, seriously, these people at PETA and Joker Phoenix, think about that. You know, save the baby whale, save the baby cow, you know, get those calves out there. But, you know, if you say that you're going to protect a human baby, they have a cow, don't they? Absolutely amazing. Cries of anguish are unmistakable. Well, you can't hear the cries of the babies, but you can see them on ultrasound, screaming and trying to pull away from these tools that are ripping them apart limb by limb, and there is no sympathy for that. I mean, the insanity of Hollywood is just unbelievable. And then calling us to sacrifice. Sacrifice your milk. Dairy cows are really taken really good care of, or you don't have a business. The dairy farmers do a great deal to care for their cows. We are not raping them to get the milk from these cows. Nevertheless, PETA was very happy about that. Jaw drop, they tweeted out, jaw drop, sending a huge, all these are uppercase, congratulations to vegan Joker Phoenix for winning the best actor. He has dedicated his life to ending speciesism. I am so sick of these made-up mental illnesses of the left. Speciesism, the latest one here. And then, of course, we had the director who read out the Communist Manifesto. And I mentioned this yesterday. I didn't mention the fact that she is linked to Obama. Yeah, this is a Netflix documentary that was produced by the Obamas. It was funded by Netflix. So, you know, they gave a lot of money to Barack Obama. And then they win this for Best Director. And, of course, you know, since she is an Obama director, I'm sure that she had to be a Marxist to get that job. Remember the Obama White House, how they hung a Karl Marx Christmas tree decoration on the White House there? Make no mistake about where these people are coming from. And there was no mistake about where this particular director was coming from either. Video clip number 8.
Working people have it harder and harder these days. And we believe that things will get better when workers of the world unite.
Yes, okay, yes. And vote for whatever Marxist is in front of the Democrat Party. You know, when you look at this, I'm reminded, and I tweeted this out about the Oscars this morning. Yeah, hypocrite is the Greek word for actor. And you know what the American word for a hypocrite is? Oscar. We returned the favor. Now, what that documentary was about was the closing of a GM truck factory. And so a General Motors truck factory closed. And then it was sold to some Chinese billionaires. And so that movie, American Factory, was about the interaction between the Chinese and American workers and these new Chinese masters that we had. And you see, this is promoting a lot of different things. Just getting you used to the idea that you're going to have your economy taken over by the Chinese. Getting used to the idea that we're not going to have, you know, an economy anymore where people were building things that helped them to do things, building things that people actually chose. Instead, we're going to force the choices on you. We're going to tell you you can't have a car. You can't have a truck. That was a GM truck factory that shut down. So you can't have those. We're going to be closing that down. We have factories all across Europe that are closing down because they see the handwriting on the wall. They know that that's the automobile industry is being mandated out of business. It isn't that you don't want cars anymore. You still want to be able to get around. They just don't want you to do that, and they're not going to let you do that. And so we have all these Democrats joining with Boris Johnson telling us that by 2030 to 2035, they're going to ban the production of all these cars. So just get used to it. And when they impose this austerity on you, when they close the factories, then they're going to get all of you, and especially the young millennials who've already been primed, they're going to get all of you to join their communist revolution. Yeah, it is a, that's the plan. After they take everything from you, they're going to tell you that you can get it back if you just put them in power and become part of their army of useful, youthful idiots. And that's what Hollywood is preparing you for. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to be right back. And we will we will take a look at the societal breakdown that is coming your way.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn.
Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile leader real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action. Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources, they're telling people, oh, we've got it. Get your order in 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly that a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
Well, remember when we had people like John Wayne doing movies like The Alamo that you're hearing that music from? Yeah, I do. Maybe you do too. Certainly isn't Hollywood today, is it? We're going to be talking about societal collapse. And of course, Hollywood itself has collapsed. We saw Orson Bean die over the weekend in an automobile accident, struck as a pedestrian. And he was somebody who was very inspired, he said. I read his story, an interview they had a few years ago at Breitbart, because he was the father-in-law of Andrew Breitbart. He said that Andrew Breitbart was kind of on the left
side of things. He saw a conservative book and he gave it to him. He said, here, why don't you read this? And the rest, as they say, is history. But Orson Bean, he came from a broken family. He had problems, his parents did, with alcoholism, and there was just no family life at all in his home. He said Hollywood movies gave him a sense of optimism and of stability and continuity, things that he could aspire to, role models that he could see, functional families that he could see. Think about how opposite that is today. Today we have kids who are in functional families, and they spend so much time watching the dysfunctional patterns that are given to them by Hollywood that they might as well have been raised in a family that was worse than Orson Bean's. And so he talked about his gradual change. He said, yeah, in spite of that, you know, he got into the Hollywood crowd. He had got involved with all of the, you know, the high life and celebrity, fame, riches, a lot of sex, drugs, alcohol. And then when he got on a 12-step program, he started getting a general idea of God. And then he came across Mere Christianity. C.S. Lewis. He said, yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, to an intellectual like Orson Bean, that was the way that God reached out to him. Through C.S. Lewis. But anyway, that's the old Hollywood. That's the society that we grew up in. That's not there today. Today, you see, as Hollywood is spiraling down, they don't care about profits. They don't have to. See? One of the things that Orson Bean pointed out, many other people, is like, look, you can do a really poor, mediocre film if it has an uplifting family theme. It will do really well at the box office. But they don't want to make movies like that. They want to make the most disgusting, vile, satanic, ritualized sex and violence that they can. That's how they get the respect of their peers in Hollywood. Why are we surprised about Harvey Weinstein and that kind of a town? It's always been that way, quite frankly, even though they put movies out there that, you know, the 1940s, early 50s would embrace and value the family. Even though they were doing that, they were still pretty pretty corrupt. Even going back to silent films, they were threatened if they didn't start controlling themselves voluntarily with a movie code that they were going to be censored by the government because, you know, the Hollywood actors were always and actresses were always over the top crazy. And so we have at the Oscars now, they've dropped the mask. You know, it's like Eyes Wide Shut, except they don't wear masks anymore. Oscar presenter that was there, you had comedian Josh Gad slamming climate deniers, joking that climate deniers are going to make a movie called Frozen 2. Or not Frozen 2, not Frozen 2. No, actually, conservatives don't do Broadway musicals. We're not really all that much into them, Josh. that's not our thing. And then you had Jane Fonda, Hanaway Jane. And this is all taken from an article Don Salazar's got at Infowars.com. Most cringe woke Oscar moments. And he finishes up with Jane Fonda, who makes a virtue of recycling an old dress just because, you know, climate change. I guess she couldn't fit into the Barbarella dresses anymore. Or maybe Harvey Weinstein bought them all for his private collection. I don't know, but that's Hollywood for you. So she's virtue signaling about the fact that she wore an old dress because she was inspired by teen climate change activist Greta Thunberg. Said, you know, the problem with Hollywood and the reason that their box office is collapsing is that they replaced Greta Garbo with Greta Thunberg. No more glamour, just nagging, angry Hollywood types. And so she references Greta Thunberg. You know, not that Greta Garbo was some great role model either. I don't send me any comments. I know what Hollywood always was. But at least they put on a nice false facade about what they were from time to time. And so Don finishes up the article by asking, you know, what jokes would Ricky Gervais have said, well, we know, kind of, because he tweeted about it on Monday. He said, look, I have nothing against the famous people in the world using their privileged global platform to tell the world what they believe. I even agree with most of it. And that's right. He really does. Yeah, you know, he's not a, you know, even though he criticized these people and mocked them at Golden Globes, he really is part of the group. Yeah, you know, he absolutely agrees with what they have to say. He just thinks, he's just amused at the hypocrisy of these people lecturing the common people. He said, I even agree with most of it. I just tried to warn them that when they lecture everyday, hardworking people, it has just the opposite effect. He says, yes, it's annoying when people don't listen to our lectures, even though we are celebrities. How dare they? How dare they? So stop drinking milk. Stop eating beef. Look, this all starts out as kind of an absurd joke, but these people are not joking. These same people, I've listened to them and I just kind of brushed it off. My whole life, I've been hearing these liberals and these know-it-all urban planners, who are nothing but Marxists, quite frankly, telling us how wonderful cities are and how evil cars are. Cars are bad. Cars are really evil. We got to get rid of cars. We paved paradise and we put up a parking lot. It's like, well, you didn't put up enough parking lots because I can't find a place to stop. You know, you need to stack these things. And if you're going to build houses and tell people they got to move to your wonderful cities, you might want to make sure that you build the roads and the parking lots as well at the same time. But they've been whining and complaining about that for the longest time, but they're very serious. They're going to get rid of cars and parking lots. And they're going to get rid of your freedom. That's the key thing. And they're going to get rid of your ability to eat meat or whatever you want. It isn't just the cows. They're going to take away the chicken as well. They're coming for it all. They're going to have you eating bugs. As a matter of fact, IKEA, somebody sent me a clip of IKEA showing how they are working with mealworms to, so they don't have to, you know, kill mammals and stuff. Whatever. How long is it before we have a mealworm rights movement? You know, I mean, come on. They may just be worms, but we need to respect them. And who are you to put your life above that of a mealworm? You are nothing. You're absolutely nothing. When we come back, we're going to take a look at societal collapse. You want to know where they're going? You know, I've got some video clips of this timber rally that was in Oregon. Some people sent me a clip of the massive crowd. I talked about the fact that they had over 1,000 truckers showing up because they want to take away the trucks. They want to prohibit people being able to harvest timber. This is timber that needs to be taken out of the forest so the forests don't continually burn. You leave that dead wood in there, that's why you get these massive fires that cannot be controlled, both here and in Australia. But they want to shut that down in the name of saving the environment. Carbon taxes. These are people who, like the ones in Virginia, they want to take away everything they have and make felons out of them. I've got those clips coming up.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona. SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these homeland security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff, and there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us, there's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals, and it's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to get serious here, talk about societal collapse after we've been talking about what's going on in New Hampshire and politics in general. But before we get serious, we just had Rob Dew came in and said, hey, have you guys seen that interaction that Buttigieg had? I say to call him Buttigieg. I call him Buttigieg. I'm not putting words in Rob's mouth. Just that interaction he had with a black radio host that goes by the name of Charlemagne in South Carolina. And I want you to see this because it really kind of underscores some of the problems that Booty has in reaching out to the black community. Let's play that clip, guys.
Big money out of politics. And in order to do that, we're going to have to reform the entire system. I am not a fan of, let's be clear, I'm not a fan of the current campaign finance system. And the reality is, it's not going to get better in all of the ways we need it to get better without a constitutional reform. So there are things we can and should do right away that can deal with black money, dark money, African-American money. I'm always happy to take black money contributions into my campaign. Dark money refers
like shadow
to
apps too.
When you can't identify the funding that goes into these super PACs.
It turned into a black comedy there, didn't it? Yeah, when it's something that's kind of sinister, but it looks, you make a joke out of it, that's a black comedy. And what he's kind of making a joke out of is the sinister issues behind the firing of the first black police chief there in the little tiny town that he was mayor of, that he's running from. So he's had a lot of problems. So he says he's talking about dark money, and he calls it black money. And the host says, you mean African-American money? he has had a lot of problem with this, and as a matter of fact, it's become something of a meme. Pull up that meme of a Woody from Toy Story character breakdancing in front of a crowd of black people. It's a big circle of black people, and he's really into breakdancing, and they are not so much into watching Woody dance. And, of course, they're not really that interested in Puppet Pete either. And they don't even know about his ties to the CIA. That's something that most people are not really focused on. But if you really want to know where this guy is coming from, it's not just the CIA, of course, but it's also his Marxist connections. That's one of the things I talked about, his deep Marxist connections. It's ingrained in him. His father came here from Malta. His father was a hardcore Marxist professor. He went to Harvard. He studied under a Marxist professor there. That was his advisor. The guy named himself after Sacco and Vanzetti, his professor that was over, called himself Sacvan. Sacco and Vanzetti. And both he and Boudiguet basically made an academic career out of deconstructing America, you know, interpreting everything, not just historical events, but everything up to the Vietnam War and beyond. You know, it's all an example of those hateful, evil Christians and their Puritan morals, which we have to destroy. That's the basis, they said, of America. I would agree with them on that. And they have to destroy it, which I disagree with them on. But that's really where this guy's coming from. It's one of the reasons why, not only being a puppet and an icon of the LGBT community and the intolerance that he represents, but it's one of the reasons why he began his campaign by coming after and deconstructing Christians, because he's an LGBT Marxist. That's what he was, that's his background. That's everything about that guy that you need to know to vote against him, Democrats. That's why I go back and I look at that clip that came out of the Iowa caucus, and that lady saying, wait a minute, Boudiguet is gay? I didn't know that. I want my vote back. Well, you can't have your vote back. this lady may have embraced the theft of the Democrat Party. I'm going to steal money from your neighbor and give it to you. That's basically what the Democrats are telling everybody. She may have embraced that as a Christian, but she didn't want to embrace gay marriage, and so she wanted her vote back. And you heard that lady say to her, well, you know, that's he reads the Bible too, but we weren't there when the Bible was written, so, you know, because we would have written it differently, and so we don't respect that. You're not going to get your ballot back either. And so, yeah, you're not going to get your ballot back if you don't inform yourself about where these guys are coming from. Inform yourself about his Marxist background. That's one of the things you need to inform yourself about. All right, before we get into societal collapse, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program and everything that we do at InfoWars. And it's a way that you can support your health as well as prepare for worst case scenarios. I've got some articles here about how the corona panic is creating economic issues. Look, this may not be a pandemic, but it could create a great deal of economic disruption. I mean, we've got a big bubble economy here. All it's looking for is a pin or maybe a hypodermic needle to burst it. And we've already got some major unemployment that is happening in Korea. Hyundai had to shut down their complex that makes $1.4 million cars a year. They can't get the parts out of China. So this is, people are looking at the economic consequences of what's happening in China, regardless of what happens with the virus. So there's a twin threat there, but there's always a twin threat that you need to prepare for, and you may not have the time to do it. So right now, while you have the time, take a look at the storable food that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, you can find it under emergency survival foods. There's a lot of different needs that you will have in the future for this. It will last for 25 years. The best quality food you're going to find anywhere. And it is non-GMO, made in America, great packaging. You can reseal it after you open it. And due to outside pressure and events, our food manufacturers. We get it from Patriot, My Patriot Supply, and they're having to work overtime to deliver this. So that means that it's going to be an even longer delay as you wait. So don't wait for the emergency to come. Get your order today. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com under Emergency Survival Foods. We also have our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine back in stock and 40% off. So is our Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. That's also 40% off. Or you can get the two of them together at 50% off so you can try both of them. And don't forget, we have the Immune Gargle Spray. The 3.4 and the 1-ounce bottles are now both 40% off to help you to sanitize your hands, sanitize your mouth. I mean, it's Immune Gargle Spray, but it is there's nothing in it that you can't swallow. It's got nano silver proven to kill these MERS type of viruses, MERS, SARS, other things in vitro. That means you put these viruses as well as bacteria. You put them a wide range of things that are killed by nano silver. You put them in glass in vitro. You add nano silver and they die. So it's a great time to make that part of your stock as well at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, in the time that we got left, I mentioned the other day, had an individual send me a picture of what was going on in Oregon. This has not really been widely reported. You know, we've had a lot of people talked about what was going on in Virginia, and I've got an update on that as well. They've got a radical agenda going on there. In other areas, though, like in Kentucky, Rolling Stone was very upset about the fact that people were able to go to the state capitol and talk to their legislators as they legally carried firearms, showing their support of firearms. And so they freaked out about that, and that has been happening in various places. But, you know, it's not just the guns. These people are coming for everything. They're coming for your job. They are coming for your food, your meat. That's why I'm saying it's not a joke when Joker Phoenix talks about how we are oppressing cows. He is laying a moral imperative on you. So that, you know, they're going to call you basically a, not a racist, but a speciist, right? And that's going to be just as bad in their book. How dare you eat cows? We are going to declare that a hate crime, and we're going to take that meat away from you. And they've already declared that driving a car, driving a truck, using wood fuel, we've had Obama's EPA try to outlaw wood furnaces, and they are in Oregon trying to enact yet again, a carbon tax to shut down the timber industry in northern Oregon, and to they're going to take away the trucks too. I mean, you're not going to be able to move. Why not ban timber? Because you're not going to be able to move anything. So here's pictures that were sent to us of the massive crowd that showed up. There were over 1,000 trucks that got there. Over 2,500 people, they parked their trucks. They had arranged transportation so they could go and talk to the legislators, and the Democrats were outraged. They said, this is total chaos. These people are shutting down what we're trying to do. Well, that's the idea. That's the idea. And you keep trying to do that, and you're going to see some total chaos, because that's what these people want to do. These people are these Democrats. These individuals are peacefully protesting that, showing how many of them are going to be taken out of work.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste, because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium. Because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean. And the toothpaste, I don't even, like, rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now. Because I like the way it feels.
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources, they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly that a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the best deals. Get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with Storable Foods.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So the goal for you may be to capture all you want. But the goal for the Democrats and the globalists and the UN is to capture you. How do you keep them from doing that? I just showed you the massive pushback from people who, you know, they did it last year in Oregon. The Democrats tried to ram through a cap and trade that would basically shut down transportation, but shut down the timber industry there in Oregon. If you don't understand how idiotic that is, you know, this is a renewable resource, timber is. And if you don't get the dead wood out, you wind up with these uncontrollable fires. And I've mentioned before how my uncle was a professor at the University of Missouri in Columbia. Forestry professor, and he was head of the department, and he said that, you know, what they were changing to at that time, decades ago, it's back in the 70s, he said, well, they don't want to do stewardship and management anymore. These environmentalists are coming in, and they're telling us that we can't remove anything from it, because that's just going to burn the forests down. I've talked to a lumberjack. It was a heartbreaking story. My son Travis and I were there in Oregon, covering what had happened to Lavoie Finicum and talking to the people that they were on their way to talk to about the federal government shutting down our resources. They were invited by the sheriff. He was going to be introducing them in that county before he was ambushed by the other people. And this particular lumberjack had worked all of his life, had saved his money, he had invested his money, not in the stock market, but in land that was had timber on it, and he was going to gradually sell that timber. That was going to be his retirement. And on federal lands where they don't manage the land, they had an out-of-control fire. It went through, and it burned down everything on his land. And so there he was with no... self-employed his entire life. He didn't have a 401. He didn't have a retirement plan. He didn't have a big corporation or a government to take care of him. The government, as a matter of fact, just destroyed everything that he had. And back in North Carolina, where I'm from, I used to go over to the Blue Ridge Mountains all the time, and a verdant green area. And yet, even there, they had an uncontrollable fire. And the response from the U.S. Forestry Service was, well, don't build your homes and your businesses close to our lands. Yeah, because they're a bunch of reckless people who won't manage and control anything. They don't. And so at the same time, you know, we look at this and what's going on in Oregon. These Democrats are going to keep coming back year after year after year. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And they're trying to put these lumberjacks, the timber industry, out of business in Oregon. And they showed up by the thousands. I just showed you some of that footage that's going on there. But, you know, there's an interesting article on Newsmax about a week ago. Imagine a world without oil if these people get their wish. Because, you know, Bernie Sanders is going to nationalize all of our electricity production, and he's going to end coal and oil and natural gas. Just like that. Executive order. Shut it down. So imagine what that's going to be like. Imagine a world without oil. What if the petroleum and coal that we have here in America and the rest of the world now depend on for about 80% of our energy? What if people like Bernie Sanders get control and occasional Cortex, and for whatever reason, they just shut it down? They could do it. They will do it. You know, I played yesterday a couple of clips because we had Rob Reiner shooting off his mouth. I said, well, I remember Meathead back in the 1970s. Remember how nobody liked him? You know, you want to say, well, you know, Archie Bunker, he was kind of he was stupid, opinionated, bigoted, and so forth, every way that they would try to show him. And yet people liked him a lot better than they did Rob Reiner. And Archie Bunker
InfoWars
was a character.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying at the top of the hour, before the commercial break, I played for you yesterday the clips from Archie Bunker. That was done in the context of the malaise and the shortages of the Jimmy Carter administration. We had the Arab oil embargo. You had people lining up to get gas. And people were saying, how are we going to get more energy? Well, where's the energy going to come from? I've shown the magazines from Time and Newsweek projecting that they were going to be out of oil by the mid-1980s and natural gas by the end of the 1980s. So, you know, that was not true. That was coming from Time and Newsweek, so it wasn't true. But, of course, those are trusted sources that you can now trust. Anything that they tell you, you know, that they were creating a panic there. But everybody was panicked because it's like, what are we going to do for energy? That's not a concern today. I mean, we have gotten so detached from reality. We're listening to politician after, there's not one politician running for the Democrat Party that doesn't want to just turn off our energy tomorrow. And I mean that. That's not an exaggeration. What is it going to be like when they just shut down 80% of our power generation? Just like that. And they can do it. They can do it. They've got the guns to do it. They've got the political power to do it. And, they can basically take you back into the dark ages in a heartbeat. They're going to ban your cars. They can ban your electricity. They've all got a plan for that. As a matter of fact, I just read for you yesterday. They, if you look at the top seven Democrat candidates, every single one of them wants to ban all internal combustion engines by the year 2030. Two of them will allow us graciously to go to 2035. But everybody at the other five, 2030. And then when you say, well, where am I going to get the electricity to run my Tesla or my electric car? Well, that doesn't look too good either, because most of these Democrat totalitarians want to essentially shut down the power grid as well. Even while you've got, and this is the insanity of Occasional Cortex. She can't put one and one together and get two. She's going to tell you that she's going to put together a massive infrastructure of charging stations. while at the same time she wants to shut down the electricity grid. This is where these people are. Bernie Sanders' energy plan. He's going to nationalize electricity production, you know, like those geniuses in Central America that he admires so much in Nicaragua and Venezuela have done. And he's going to just end oil and gas production just like that. Just like that. Flip the switch off. He'll spend $16 trillion to make you poor. So imagine a world without oil, as Newsmax says. 80% of our energy just taken away by the Green New Dealers. All that hydrocarbon energy is mandated to be replaced by vastly expanding the 2% of global energy that is presently provided by so-called renewable technologies. That would be wind, solar, hydroelectric, and geothermal. So how are they going to do this, you might ask? They have no idea. They have no idea. It's just going to be chaos and austerity for everybody as they tear down our society. That's the plan. They may... they may come out and say, I'm sorry, we were just incompetent idiots, but that's going to be the veneer. Underneath it, it's been a design by the United Nations to do this for quite some time. We're going to criminalize in the minds of these young people that have gone through from preschool all the way to graduate school. We've told them all the way through that oil and gas and all hydrocarbons, they're dirty. They're dirty. They're carbon. They're carbonized. You know, it's like the stuff you get on your hands, you know, when you're shoveling coal. It's just carbon. It's all dirty. You can't clean it. Get that off of your hands. And, so they are totally brainwashed into this. They have no idea where this stuff is coming from. As I said, I used to work with a group that tried to talk sense to people about energy, tried to expose the fraud of these climate change hoaxers and grant whores out there, people like Michael Mann. One of the guys would say, start his presentation to an audience and goes, what is your preferred source? You don't like coal. You don't like oil. So what is your preferred source of energy? And he said it never failed. Always you'd have somebody say, I like electricity. I like turtles. Well, you know what? Electricity is the product. It's not the source. It's only the source for somebody who doesn't know where anything comes from. It's just absolutely beyond belief. And so their so-called renewable resources provide 2% of global energy, and they're going to shut down the 80%. And they have no idea how they're going to replace that 80% with a 2% just like that. And they think they can just flip a switch and it'll just happen. Because, you know, Bernie says so. Several authors of a September 2017 article in the journal that's called Energy and Environmental Science advocate for this. They referred to this as the Wind, Water, and Sunlight Plan, WWS. What would Sanders do? Maybe we could call it that. 80 to 85% of existing energy sectors would be electrified, they said, by 2030, and 100% would be replaced by zero emission technologies by 2050. No. That was so 2017. We're 3 years later. The Democrats now are proposing that we do all of that by 2035. Yeah, not 2050. We just make it happen. You know, call in the unicorns. Included are all conversion demands for transportation, for heating and cooling, for industrial manufacturing, and for agriculture, forestry, and fishing. See, that's what you need to think about. Those industries I just mentioned, we're going to, because of this plan they've got, we're going to shut down all transportation. You like that? Yeah, some of you out there are cheering. Oh, we hate people moving around, being able to commute out of the cities, being able to live in the suburbs. We hate that urban sprawl. It's evil. Cars are evil. Let's shut down transportation. How about heating and cooling? You've already had Obama go to Africa and tell the poor people there, y'all can't have air conditioning. We'd burn the planet down. Well, he's going to be telling you that in your Agenda 21, your UN 2030 smart cities. He's going to be telling you that, too. You can't have air conditioning. You'll burn the planet down. Or heating, for that matter. How about industrial manufacturing, or growing food, or having wood, or even fishing. No, you can't do any of that. They will dictate all of that. That's really what this is really going to amount to. And again, you know, Bernie Sanders has a plan to turn America into Venezuela. Maybe MAGA for Trump, but it is MAVA. Make America Venezuela again for Bernie Sanders. You know, there's also, even this is amazing. This is coming from Bloomberg. How did this get through the censors at Bloomberg? I don't know. Because, you know, Bloomberg is as big in the environment as any of these Democrat totalitarians. And here's an article from Bloomberg.com. Because, you know, they do filter the news for political purposes. No doubt about it. They even admit it. They're not going to put up any negative information about Mike, little Mike, or any of the Democrats. They will, however, criticize President Trump. They admit it. You know, the head of Bloomberg said that. Some of the writers at Bloomberg were not too happy about that. So, wait a minute. We are journalists, and we have a little bit of integrity here. Let's not throw all of it out the window. But they're going to go ahead with that. So I just wonder how this article got through by Chris Martin. Wind turbine blades can't be replaced, so they're piling up in landfills. Oh, my. Look at that. Look at that. A landfill filled with turbine blades. I thought this wind energy, I thought it was free. You know, you just put up a windmill and you just, you know, collect free electricity for the rest of your life. No, these things don't really last too long. And they can't be recycled. Tens of thousands of blades have reached the end of their lives. And so have the birds who tried to fly through those areas. So have the humans who live close to those windmill areas, driven nuts by the sound. They try to move them offshore, but good luck with that. We'll be right back. We'll take a look at what is happening with guns. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's here. The year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I want to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well,
You can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just taxes that are going to save us. It's mandates from the Democrats who are going to be holding their beauty contest today. But let's talk about the Green New Deal, as we have Occasional Cortex endorsing Bernie Sanders, who wants to end oil and gas production and nationalize electricity production. Let's take a look at what this will really involve. I told you, you know, as part of this wind, water, and sunlight plan, WWS, what would Sanders do? 80% of our power generation now comes from these hydrocarbons that they want to ban by fiat. Right now, renewable energy is about 2%. So how do they go from the 2% to 100%? Because they've already got a time frame by which they're going to take away our 80%. Well, here's some examples of what this would require. Let's say we're going to go to photovoltaic. You know, these are solar panels. And this is what they're talking about in terms of what is needed. They're going to need about 46,480 solar panels. That would take up about 650,720 square miles. Now, here's what that looks like. You don't know what that is any more than you can imagine a $16 trillion boondoggle from Bernie Sanders. But this is about 20%. Of the land mass of the lower 48 states. And this is just for the U.S., just for our own power generation. We would take up 20% of the land here. This is an area the size of the combined land mass, the land area of Texas, California, Arizona, and Nevada. California, Texas, Arizona, and Nevada would be covered with photovoltaic cells in order to generate the electricity that we need. Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Let's go to wind turbines then. Just meeting 8% of the UK's real energy needs would require having to build 44,000 offshore wind turbines. But doing this would fill the entire 2,000-mile UK coastline with a strip about 2.5 miles wide. Okay. Well, let's see. What are we going to use all this stuff for? Well, we're going to demand that all transportation be electrified, right? Oh, that's a key part of this. We keep hearing that all the time. Zero emissions, ultra-low emission zones. That's what they call it when they ban cars out of cities all across Europe. Ultra-low emission zones. Not even going to have hybrid cars there. It doesn't matter how clean the engine is. They're just going to ban it because they don't like internal combustion engines. They don't like things that go boom. You know, guns and engines, things that make us free, they want to get rid of those things. Anything that's got an explosion in it, they don't like that. It makes them nervous for some reason. I don't know why. A central component of what would Sanders do, WWS, that's actually the wind, water, and sunlight plan of these environmentalists, calls for the electrification of all transportation. And so you're going to have battery storage for heavy-duty trucks. I mean, you know, we're going to have our, even the trucks that are going to be doing long haul, right? They're all going to be running off of batteries, except they don't have the battery technology right now. And you want to see what happens to an electric vehicle when you start towing? I mean, when all the Cybertruck stuff came out from Tesla, he did a show pulling a unloaded regular Ford pickup truck and said, look at this, we can pull this guy all over the place. And it's like, well, you know, you try doing that with a real load and see how far that goes. The physics of this just doesn't work out for the electric car. When you put an electric truck under load, towing stuff, right, it drains the battery really, really quickly. It's one of the reasons why, you know, you got these big fuel tanks and these big diesels, because the energy density of these fuels that they hate so much and want to ban everywhere, you know, diesel, gasoline, and so forth. You take a look at the energy density, how many kilowatts it can store. A state-of-the-art Tesla with batteries that run the entire bottom of the car, you know, from all the way underneath the surface of the car. You know, it's a big sled of batteries. So from the front axle to the back and from side to side, that big rectangle there, filled with batteries, that holds the equivalent in terms of energy density right there. That holds the equivalent energy density of 3 gallons of gas, except it takes 8 hours to fill it up. 8 hours to pump 3 gallons. That's what we're talking about here. And it goes down really quickly if you try to use it for towing. That should be the real ludicrous mode, towing with an electric vehicle. Despite subsidies of $7,500 per vehicle, which President Trump is ending, California wants to bring that on because, you know, California is just flush with cash. They can afford to subsidize cars that people don't choose on their own, right? But then we've talked about cars a lot. Let's just talk about electrifying passenger rail systems. As this Newsmax article points out, that is so high that no private railroad would ever try to do that. Electrification of freight railway systems makes even less sense and would cost over $1 trillion each. So there isn't any practical way that they can do this, just like there's no practical way that they can spend tens of trillions of dollars on an entitlement program. As a matter of fact, we ought to call this a sanity check that we run on their Green New Deal. But I think that if we were to call it a sanity check, I think occasional cortex would think that was an entitlement program for the middle class. Don't you? How dare they get a sanity check? Why can't I get my sanity check? She has to prove to somebody first that she is sane, and that's going to be a high bar before she can get her sanity check from the government. And as we're talking about where this is headed, folks, this is societal meltdown by design. Talking about Portland, talking about Oregon, we had 1,000 truckers show up, 2,500 to 3,000 people saying, we don't want you to shut down the timber industry. Please don't do that, Democrats. Well, you know, they said, this is chaos. These people shouldn't be here. I mean, they weren't armed. You know, they just showed up. How dare them do that? In Portland, Oregon, police made 3 arrests Saturday in connection to an incident in which a war memorial was defaced with graffiti. These left-wing activist groups, Antifa people, you know, the people that the FBI and the mainstream media don't want to call left-wing, violent left-wing radicals. You know, it's only when we talk about violent extremists, that can only be people on the right, according to the FBI and the mainstream media. But these people who we just have to call them, I guess, freedom fighters. They spray painted kill cops and other violent phrases on the memorials. They want to take down our memorials because they want to take down our society. And there they are, you know, spraying kill the cops. So 3 people got arrested with that. Now, when we come back, we're going to show you the clip of people in Virginia as the Democrat House votes to outlaw. That's right. The Democrats in Virginia voted to outlaw AR-15s. And I want to show you the reaction when we come back of the gun owners there saying, you just made me a felon. They not only ban AR-15 style rifles, but also suppressors and high capacity magazines and more things are on the way. These people want to, the cancel culture wants to cancel every last one of your freedoms. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12. Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And, of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nanosilver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra, but never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
Almost all the other big storable food companies are sold out of food. But I know for a fact from sources, they're telling people, oh, we've got it, get your order in, 2 weeks for delivery. We follow this pattern over and over again. I've been on radio for 25 years. I've had storable food for a long time. And I learned very quickly a lot of these companies, they're fine during normal times. But during a crisis, they don't keep a bunch of food on hand because of inventory. They'll still take your orders. That's why about 11 years ago, I found My Patriot Supply, now the biggest, most trusted company out there. And I became a private labeler for them because they actually have it on hand. They actually give it delivered to you on time. They do what they're going to say they're going to do because they want you as a customer over and over again. And they're good people. Now, they were saying 7 to 10 days before shipping because they've got the food, but they got to package it, record level orders. Now it's 10 to 14 because it's only intensifying with the coronavirus. So get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, get the best deals, get it delivered first. They're in our system. It goes right to them. Then it funds the InfoWar as well. So get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com with storable foods.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we're talking about the fanaticism on the left, how they want to shut down. They want to ban all internal combustion engines. Let's all drive electric cars and we can all buy new cars. It was absolutely amazing to me when I saw that clip of Archie Bunker saying, hey, these people, they told us to buy electric this and electric that, and now they're telling us we can't have the energy to run that. We've got to buy all new stuff. And it's a conspiracy. And it is. It is. But it's a conspiracy for control, not just profits. And when we look at how they have radicalized the students against this, we now have to have, in West Virginia, legislation that would make civil disobedience against gas pipelines a felony, because this is what the radical environmentalists are going to do. They don't want you to be able to get energy shipped to you. They hate these hydrocarbons. They're racist. They're awful, right? And so they want to shut this down. They want to, they call it civil disobedience. You and I call it anarchy. They want to destroy the infrastructure, and they will do it by quote-unquote civil disobedience if allowed to. Just as they want to kill all the cops, as they want to tear down the monuments, and they write kill the cops on the monuments. Take a look at Chile, for example. ArmstrongEconomics.com points out it is a warning to all Western societies of what awaits us in our future. Chile was once believed to be Latin America's freest, most stable, and richest nation. However, it is now in free fall. Public order has collapsed. Violence is rampant. Populism is a new creed of the political class. It imploded into a social uprising that was sparked by a student protest over metro fare hikes in Santiago. You don't think that can happen here? Did you notice what happened in New York last week? And all these people take over Grand Central Station, thousands of them, demanding two things. Number one, we get free rides on the subway. Where's my free stuff? I want a free ride. That says it all, doesn't it? I mean, that is quite literally, you know, these people are always looking for a free ride. Now they're looking for it literally on the subways. And they also don't want any subway police because, you know, the subways are just so safe, you wouldn't want to have any police around. And that was what they were demanding in New York, the people who voted in de Blasio. And so typically what we're seeing around the world is we're seeing this austerity come as they make people so poor that they're forced to ride public transportation, as we saw in Chile. And then they raise the price of the subway fare because, you know, there is no such thing as a free ride. Then people are saying, wait a minute, you know, I can't even get around anymore. And that's the whole idea. That's why Google calls their smart city sidewalk labs. That's where you're going to be traveling, on the sidewalk, by foot. And he also points out here, the politics in Chile have been a ping-pong match between the left and the right. A socialist leader made history in 2006 by becoming the first woman elected president in Chile. Then 4 years later, voters went in the opposite direction. And they chose a conservative billionaire businessman, Sebastian Piñera. Then the socialist took back the presidency in 2014. Then followed a reversal of fortune when Mr. Piñera took it back again in the elections of 2018. And at that point, the students began to riot in the streets just like they did when Trump won. Taking what has been one of the most stable Latin American economies into a dramatic economic decline in just a matter of weeks. And that, folks, is what our future looks like. Because whether it is this election or whether it is 2024 or 2028, you are going to have the left take back the presidency at some point in time. And when you do, take a look at this field of Democrats that they have in New Hampshire. They are radical. Radical communists. We don't need to sugarcoat it. We don't need to use their labels. They're not progressive. They're just communists. They're just totalitarians. They want central control of every detail of your life, and they don't know how to run your life. They can't even run their primaries, if you believe that that was what that was about. I think that it had something to do with a design. But as I pointed out at the beginning of the program, Charles Murray, who talked about how Losing Ground was the title of his book back in the 1980s. It became the battle cry for a conservative reform of the welfare movement under Ronald Reagan. Said, look, we tried to help people with the welfare program, and it had exactly the opposite effect. It shouldn't be a surprise because, anybody who knows history or economics knows it's not going to work. If you know human nature, you know that's not going to work. If you know what happened to the American Indians with the reservation system, you know it's not going to work. And Charles Murray knows that's not going to be working. As a matter of fact, he has, even though he's now advocating for a welfare system that he just told us back in the 1980s is going to cause everybody to become dependent and lose ground. He's now saying, yeah, we need to have a universal basic income. But he's also saying that we're living, quote, in post-America, and you need to move to a small town in order to be able to survive the collapse. Now he's telling you the truth again. Tells you the truth, then he tells you a lie, then he tells you the truth again. he says, just like Alexis de Tocqueville described in the 1830s, small-town America is easily open now, more so than ever before. And he talks about how a house was burning in his town, and all the neighbors came out to help. Yeah, that's what happens when people understand that they are responsible for what happens in their city. You know, we look at what's going on, for example, in Baltimore and in Virginia. Baltimore had their first ceasefire weekend of 2020. And they saw during this ceasefire weekend, 15 people were shot, three of them fatally. It's a good thing they declared a ceasefire weekend, because I'd hate to see what the body count was if they hadn't declared a ceasefire. This cop shooter, Robert Williams, even as this guy is alleged to have shot a couple of cops within about a day and a half, or less than half a day, I'm sorry, not a day and a half, but half a day. And as he is in the hospital bed, he continues to threaten the cops who are guarding him. He snarls at him. He says, I'm going to shoot one of you when I get out of here. He's being held without bail. It's one of the few crimes that you can commit in de Blasio's New York City that gets you held without bail, because they've abolished bail. There is no such thing as bail anymore. People who are alleged to have committed vehicular homicide or any number of child sex crimes are released in New York City without any bail. Now, that's called reform. I call it Democrats. When we look at what is happening in Virginia, the crazy Democrats there, as a matter of fact, let's play this clip before we run out of time. Video clip number three. Virginia, you just made me a felon as the Virginia House passes a ban on AR-15 rifles, suppressors, and high-capacity magazines. Video three.
You just made me a felon. This is not right.
No, 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 2021.
Where would you have voted?
What's that?
We've all served.
Freedom of assembly.
Freedom of assembly.
Yeah, these people are mad, and they should be. These Democrats took an oath to the Constitution, and they just violated it. But don't you dare talk back to your representatives who've just usurped their authority.
Freedom of assembly. Freedom of assembly.
Police are driving the people out of the area, out onto the streets.
Six
and out.
Again, it was only about 5 or 6 years ago that Democrats were pretending they weren't going to do this. Remember that? Now it's become a central plank of their platform. And as one person pointed out, well, that went over like a lead balloon, forcing U.S. citizens out of a public meeting after they've just banned the Second Amendment in Virginia. That's the Virginia House, controlled by Democrats. It's coming to a head, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money
right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump, will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in. Guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff, and there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us, there's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals, and it's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So the Democrats tell us that they are going to, they're going to ban cars, and Bernie wants to ban gas and oil and all hydrocarbons, and so does AOC, and they're going to run the electricity grid. You might want to take a look at what's going on in Nepal or just down your own road. But let's talk about what's going on in Nepal and trying to get clean water to people. This is from the Mises Institute talking about free enterprise, stepping in where government fails, you know, and just delivering water. Just delivering water. So they point out that in Nepal and the area Kathmandu, they have a plan. The government had a plan, came up with a plan in the 1970s. They began it in 2000. It's been going on for four decades. This is a fiasco, as they put it, a fiasco of almost unrivaled incompetence. Well, maybe they ought to take a look at the roads here in Austin. But no, it hasn't been going on quite as long. The scheme was to divert a mountain river from the Himalayas to bring water to this area in Kathmandu where they needed it.
And, of course, the government failed. You know, when we look at this, the idea of this thing's been going on for four decades. Do you know how long it took to, well, they planned. How long did it take? Trivia question. How long did it take for the Hoover Dam? They planned that it would take 7 years. They completed it in five. Can you imagine a government project today doing that? Can you imagine our American government being able to build the interstate system? Mm-mm. No. They can't. Our current government can't even fill the potholes of the roads that our fathers built. That's the sad state of reality here in America. We used to look at stories like this happening in Nepal, and we say, yeah, look at that. That's just amazing. How can a country get to the point where it's become so corrupt they can't do anything? Well, we now have seen it in our country. We get there by the idea that everything can be fixed in our lives by government at the highest level. And I'm afraid that Republicans as well as Democrats have fallen into this. It's too late for the Democrats. They are mind control zombies. But the Republicans better wake up about this before it's too late. We're not going to have all of our, we're not going to have any of our liberties given back to us by these people. And we're not going to have any of our problems solved, let alone all of our problems solved. And so what they did was they had entrepreneurs come to the rescue to deliver water that the government can't deliver. So the government can't deliver promises. The government can't deliver water. The government, as we see in Flint, Michigan, Newark, New Jersey, all these other places, they can't even provide clean water, even if they try. But, of course, they're not even trying to provide clean water. They put fluoride in the water. It's a waste disposal program that they get kickback on, you know, making a kickback to these other people that they dispose of their waste by dumping it in your drinking water. That's why you ought to filter your water. And if you want to make sure that you have a lifeline to information, make sure you support us here at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the first products that we sold here at InfoWars was water. And for good reason. You know, we've been criticized. Oh, look at this. You are, profiteering off of government incompetence. That's right. That's what we do. We tell you what the government is doing to destroy your life. And we give you the information and even the products to protect your life and your family's life. And that's why we're telling you, if you want to protect yourself in terms of making sure you got clean water, we got our gravity feed water filtration system. So when they cut off the electricity, you can still go out and haul it from some water source somewhere and clean it up. And you want to make sure that you've got storable food as well. And, again, with all the panic about the coronavirus that is happening here and the infrastructure that we're seeing being affected by that, you want to make sure that you have access to clean water. You have access to food. That food is going to last you for 25 years. Plan now for a worst-case scenario. We have other specials. We have our nascent iodine, our Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine is now back, and we have that, and our slightly different formula of nascent iodine, our Survival Shield X3, both of those are 40% off. We have the combined of those two, 50% off. You can get one of each to try those. And we also have our immune gargle spray pack. We have a couple of different sizes. We have the, we have the 1 ounce bottle, and the 3.4 ounce bottle, both of those are now 40% off. They have nano silver. It is very effective at killing both bacteria and viruses. So in the amount of time that we've got left, I just played for you Virginia, the Democrats, you know, at the same time right there in Baltimore, you know, they declared that they're going to have no shooting over the weekend. We got a truce, except you still had 15 people shot, three of them fatally. So that's how that's going to work out there. We have still fallout coming from the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. One of the fathers who lost his daughter, Andrew Pollack, he lost his daughter Meadow Pollack there. And he is now proposing a system. They've set up a grant system of early warning to notify the police that there's a shooting going on. And he was celebrated by a lot of conservative commentators as he looked at this and he said, you guys didn't do anything to protect these kids in the school. And so he was pushing back on the people who were pushing gun control. He said, don't push gun control now. Make the schools safe. A lot of conservatives said, yes, yay, yay, yay. But maybe they didn't hear it when he said, school safety now, gun control later. And what he was saying was that the gun laws right now are not achievable. Didn't say that he didn't want them. Just said you can't achieve that. So let's do something practical. Well, is this really a practical plan? I mean, I applaud him for trying to keep kids safe. Perhaps you should realize that the way to keep your kids safe is to get them out of these kill zones. Because they're not only killing their bodies, but they will, you know, your kid may or may not get shot in a government school, but I tell you, they will kill their spirit. They will kill their mind. But anyway, his daughter was one of 17 people that died at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. And he pointed out that it took an unbelievable 43 minutes to even get to her body on the third floor the day of the shooting. And so he said, it took me 2 years of vetting people and going through, looking at software, learning about it. But he found a contractor, and he said, they don't want to just sell locks and door mechanisms. They also have software with a patent. And so they're setting up grants. They call them alert grants because their system is called ALERT. It's a nice little acronym. They always do these little acronyms. Stands for Active Law Enforcement Response Technology. And it ties schools to local police departments. The problem is that there was a police officer on the site. Did everybody forget about this? They seem to have forgotten about this when they wrote about this in the article. There was a police officer on site, and he didn't do anything. He decided that he wasn't going to go in and risk his life to save other people. He wasn't going to be a hero. And this is why we said you have to let teachers be able to equip themselves to protect their lives and the people who are standing right next to them, you know, people that they know. But not even that. I mean, you're going to, you know, shoot the guy to save the student there that you really do like and have a relationship with. And so probably, but you'll definitely, and when you're backed into a corner, you will definitely protect yourself against this person. And that's the whole point. You know, the police are paid to enforce policy. Not necessarily to be heroes. That's why we call them heroes. We, you know, somebody that risks their life to save somebody else, that's heroic. If you risk your life to save your life, you know, if you act in self-defense, that's not necessarily heroic. You're just trying to save yourself. That's why you want to have the teachers have the firearms. This system, they're going to be giving $40,000 to police departments who, again, had an officer there who didn't do anything, $20,000 to the schools that don't do anything to protect the students. More money to institutions that fail to protect. That's the plan. We're going to donate this software to sheriff's departments and police departments through a grant application. Here's the idea. The dispatchers, while the cops are on their way, are looking at the cameras and they're seeing where the shooter is so they can guide them when they get to the door and apprehend the person quickly. And the PA system, they can speak to the shooter and tell him the cops are on the way. That way we know that usually that's when the shooter typically kills himself. So you just, you know, the cops are on the way. You can kill yourself now. Problem solved, right? No, not at all. I'm afraid that's not going to solve the problem. God and a Glock, says the Dallas Morning News. Here's a real solution. Texas churchgoers are training to fight off attackers who are wielding guns. A cottage industry growing up in Texas. Security firms that train churchgoers with police-like tactics. That's right, shepherds. You need to protect your sheep. And in order to do that, you better train some sheepdog. 6 or 7 years ago, I talked to a guy from South Africa who was trying to get that lesson out to Americans. He had seen it happen. He had defended and saved 1,000 lives in a church that was under fire with hand grenades and fully automatic weapons. And he did it with just 5 bullets.